shining a spotlight on some of the different programs that are available in Calgary and Alberta when it comes to independent schools and colleges. There is the Association of Independent Schools and Colleges of Alberta, and one of the members is the Phoenix Education Foundation. You can find their website, phoenixfoundation.ca. That's phoenixfoundation.ca. Diana Stinn has been here before, and we love having her in. She has a lot to say about her program. She's very passionate about your program, especially this Blend Ed. So what is Blend Ed?
Well, what's really interesting is Alberta Education is in the process of trying to change the terminology, because Alberta has had a blended program for years. And what it's meant is part home ed, like what Jeannie does, mm-hmm. and part at school. And so that's what it means in the Alberta context. And I had to laugh because last year, I think, Strathcona Tweedsmuir invited the world expert to come down and give a talk. And I'm sitting in the audience and this guy's talking away about blend ed education, because in the rest of the world, it means something totally different. It means a classroom where technology is involved and blended into the education. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy knows nothing about blended education. And what it turned out was, actually, Alberta is the only place in the entire North America that uses the term differently.
Oh.
So, actually, he did know something.
Okay, so then what's Alberta's form of blend ed? What do you guys do?
So, our form of blend ed education means that it's a combination of at home, online, at school, and in the community. Mm-hmm. So it provides ample different kinds of learning opportunities and learning pathways for the student. So our program does follow the Alberta Program of Studies, and students learn language arts, math, science, social, wellness, and phys ed. And they do that, again, either online. We use Schoology as our mobile learning platform. And so that's handy because you can do it from your phone or your iPad or from your computer, or if you're like most of these guys, maybe from the back seat of the car. Anyways, so it's great to have a mobile platform. So that's a piece of it and the backbone. And then students are invited to come to school and participate in on-site programming. So we have all kinds of fantastic thematic classes. We have what we call a creation studio because we create ginormous scenes there, and kids come to the scene to learn inside of it. So right now it's Star Stories.
Awesome.
And we have a spaceship, we have Mars, we have planets, we have, it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids can do part online, part at school, and then coupled with that, we try to go out into the community. So, for example, they're going to be going to the TELUS Science Center to check out Star Trek, Live Long and Prosper. And so they'll be doing that as a field trip, the planetarium, other kinds of things that then complement what they're learning.
Okay, so then how much can parents participate in that program? How much do they have to do? Like, how does that work?
Right. So we have a school location, 15,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. And our mission statement is to provide unique learning opportunities for the family so that each young person can develop into a lifelong learner and an active global citizen. Mm-hmm. So when you come to Phoenix, you're going to see families. You see babies all the way through to grandparents. So it is an open learning environment. And we've even had grandparents actually sign up to take courses. You laugh.
That's awesome.
But I got to tell you, it changes the whole learning experience.
Let me guess, the technology part.
No,
oh,
actually
really?
Not. No, but we've had grandparents sit down with grandkids,
yeah,
and sign up for a class and take a class. And what's interesting is the kids look over and they look at this gray-haired person and they think, wow, they're just starting? They don't know this? Because they think old people know everything. Oh, wait, maybe they don't. Oh, that's their parents don't know anything. Right, grandparents do. Anyways, and so what it does, though, is that grandparents are able to say to students, no, we all start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So when things are new, we all start from the beginning. And I'm learning in just the same way that you are learning. So lifelong learning then really takes on a unique perspective.
Mm-hmm. You also do a kindergarten program where there's a lot of learning for the kids and for the parents as well.
Right. So we run one of the only kindergarten programs in the entire province for families who intend to home educate in the future. So either home education or some form of home-based learning, because mm-hmm. there's lots of different forms of home-based learning. And so what happens is in our kindergarten program, our kindergarten teacher models behavior. How do you teach these things? So if you plan to go and attend Jeannie's program and you're going to be doing a home education program through Roots, you might come and attend our kindergarten program because our kindergarten teacher is going to model how you actually teach your child. If for some reason you decided that that wasn't the form of education you wanted and you were going to go to Banbury Crossroads, then your student would already have a solid foundation in how to learn. But of course, we're actually hoping that you carry on with the Phoenix Foundation because we go K to 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So then what does we did kindergarten, but what does a grade 12 program look like? Or even those senior years? Because we hear stories of people doing some pretty amazing things, going in and out of programs, and then also really taking off in subjects as well.
Right. So, again, we have a home education program and we have a school directed program. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what it is that parents and families want. If parents are doing a home education program, like Jeannie said, they're implementing, they're designing, and they're setting out the opportunities for their student. Mm-hmm. If we're doing it and they're doing a school directed program, then we're outlining the learning pathways and the opportunities and so on. Kids, in our program, we like to focus on passion. I'm a little bit passionate from time to time on things, just in case people hadn't noticed. So we really like to focus on that because you know what? Kids often come with natural skills and abilities. And I mean, I've seen little guys who were, 8 years old and they're going to be a paleontologist. I know it. They know it. Their parents know it. So why don't we focus the educational lens on that passion? It might change and it might develop over the years and they do something different. But when kids are excited and they're passionate and they're digging into their learning, you don't have to do very much. They motivate themselves. And so we see it's our job to help facilitate that, to feed that, to make sure they're covering the Alberta Program of Studies and that they're meeting goals and they are advancing and progressing. And where they need assistance, we provide that too.
So whether they're doing the school directed or the home education portions of your program, they have access to that beautiful space.
They do have access to that beautiful space. And actually, it's really funny. Two weeks ago when I was on the program, we've had people who heard the program and showed up for a tour. We're open Tuesday to Friday from 9 to 4. And we've had people show up out of the blue and say, "Hey, I heard you on the radio." And I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
Yeah. Like, is that good or bad?
Exactly. So people are welcome to pop in, but we do have some open houses coming up. So if you check our calendar on our website, you will see that Tuesday, April the 11th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, late evening, or evening from 5 to 7, we have an open house. And then we pretty much have one every month. Mm-hmm. We don't start accepting registrations though until April 1st.
Okay.
April 1st because, you know, it's a great day. It's April Fool's Day, you know?
Perfect. Who picked that date? Probably you.
Me, yeah.
So then what would you tell parents who are thinking about this program but they're not sure what that would mean for their involvement or how that works for them?
Right. So if you're looking at a blended program, basically what ends up happening is that your teacher is a pivotal part and plays a key role in all of that. If you're considering home-based learning for the first time, it's a great place to start because Phoenix provides the base and the structure. So what happens is you would come in, we would meet with you, you would do a tour of the facility, we would talk about your options, we would get to know your little person, and then we send you out with some paperwork to go home and read. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lifestyle choice and you do need to think deeply about the commitment that you're making. When you come back, then what ends up happening is you meet with your certificated teacher. We call them learning coaches at Phoenix. And they sit down with you and your student, and they're going to start talking and learning about your student. We're going to do some diagnostic testing to see where the student is at in each grade, in each subject for each grade. And then we're going to build a custom program around your student. So if they're super strong in math, then we're going to say, great, do grade 5 math. If they're struggling a little bit in reading, then we're going to place them in a grade 3 or 4 program in language arts. But it's based on your input, your student's input, and your teacher's expertise.
And there's no stigma around that then?
Oh, absolutely not. I had to laugh because lots of times visitors come to the school and they talk to kids and they talk to parents and they walk in and say, "Hey, what grade are you in?" And these little eyes look up and they say, "In what?" So, yeah, it's great. And again, having a variety of ages and learners on site, mm-hmm. age is not an issue at Phoenix. So, again, there are times when our own staff members take each other's courses and classes. So, again, you could have a wide variety of learners in any program.
Is it nice then to also have that community that's built for whether you're doing that or the school-directed or the home education?
Absolutely. Community is a huge part, and I think we've all talked about that today, mm-hmm. that as, well, first of all, we're all smarter together than by ourselves. But for sure, each one of these organizations is providing a community of learners. Mm-hmm. And that is a huge piece of what Phoenix is. People often have talked about the Phoenix Education Foundation as being their community center. Mm-hmm. So we have a breakfast program in the morning. Sometimes if people were hurried and they were a little bit rushed to get out the door, they didn't have breakfast, they sit together as a family at the school and have breakfast together. If they they might collaborate together, kids are in various classes in the school and parents are sitting together and they're talking, they're sharing resources, they're having a coffee. There are days when people show up and they're sad. Something yeah. has happened. Something bad has happened in the family, and they need a hug and they need support. So not only do they find it from the community of learners that are there, the other parents and families, but then, of course, they find it from our staff. We actually have a staff member whose sole job is to care for our families.
Wow.
She is our care coordinator. So, yeah, it is very much a learning, loving, caring environment.
Okay, so then you did mention the open houses as well. What about the cost for the program, too?
Oh, yeah. So expensive. We're wickedly expensive. Yeah, just like Jeannie over there, we have a $25 registration fee if you're a returning student, mm-hmm. $50 if you're brand new, and $0 for tuition.
And that's because a lot of it, the parents are being really involved in there, and this space is absolutely beautiful that everyone gets to be a part of.
Right. And we supply all the resources mm-hmm. So that if you are signing up for grade one, you'll receive a great backpack with all kinds of amazing resources, access to those classes, access to field trips. It's a complete and inclusive package that includes everything and a great learning experience.
Yeah. And again, you do have the open houses, one on April 11th, Tuesday, April 11th at 5:00. And then you have some ones during the day as well. You can find all of them, phoenixfoundation.ca. Thanks very much, Diana.
It was my pleasure. It's always my pleasure.
Diana Stain, co-founder of Phoenix Education Foundation. That's phoenixfoundation.ca is the website, phoenixfoundation.ca. More about independent schools in Alberta on Talk to the Experts in just a moment.